out of the night comes the whispering voice of the night wind to tell another story of man's battle with fate. This time, the true story of how a man accused of murder was proved innocent 20 years after he had paid the penalty of death for a crime he had not committed. Unbelievable, but true.
What have you done to my brother? They're saying in the village that you killed him.
This is the voice of the night wind, and this is the tale I tell. In the village of Vilby, Jutland, there lived a Lutheran pastor, Soren Quist, and his daughter, Nora. Nora was the beauty of the village, and never lacked for suitors, but Pastor Quist was ambitious for her. And one by one, he sent her village wooers packing, with stern words and often a well-directed boot. So it was that when young Morten Bruns, a local farm laborer, plucked up courage to ask Nora's hand, he precipitated yet another storm.
You marry my Nora? The idea. The very idea. Be off with you at once before I lose my temper.
But Pastor Quist...
Silence! Another word, do you hear? What have you to offer a girl of Nora's gentle upbringing? What are your prospects? Do you own a farm or a home or a prosperous business? Have you any assets at all?
I've my two strong hands.
Precious good they are to any man lacking a brain to go with them. Out of my house this instant. You good-for-nothing young rascal. And don't ever dare step foot into it again or it'll be the worse for you. And if ever I see you hanging round my Nora again, it's not word you'll get, but the point of my boot and the weight of my stick over your thick, dumb skull.
You can't frighten me with your threats, you old fool. This is a free country and I'll do as I like.
You insolent dog. You impudent young scoundrel! Get out, I say! Get out! Get out! Get out!
But Morten Bruns was not one to take his humiliation meekly. For days he brooded over it. And then slowly, a plan of revenge began to take shape in his mind. At last it crystallized, and he called in the aid of his drunken, good-for-nothing elder brother, Niels.
You've got to help me get back on the old devil, Niels. You've got to.
Oh, what do you want me to do? Stop him in the street and thrash him?
And be sent to jail for your pains? No, no. No, I've a more subtle plan than that. I want you to go to him and say you've reformed. That you've given up drinking and your evil ways and decided to work.
Huh?
And then you're to ask him for a job as a handyman.
Just a minute. It's Pastor Quist who's to be punished, remember? Not me.
No, wait. I haven't finished yet. You don't have to actually turn over a new leaf. All you've got to do is to say that you want to.
Suppose he gives me a job. What then?
Well, you accept it. And then just carry on as usual. Loaf and get drunk and so on.
Oh, the pastor won't like that very much.
Well, that's exactly what I'm counting on. You put up with you for a few days, and then there'll be a big row. You're to do everything you possibly can to provoke it. And the bigger it is, and the more people who hear it, the better.
He might beat me with his stick.
So much the better. If he does, you're not to try to strike him back, see? You're enough of a man to take a bit of a beating, aren't you?
Ooh, so long as I know what it's all about. But where's all this leading? How's it going to help you revenge yourself on the pastor?
I'm coming to that now. Immediately after the row, you'll disappear. Quietly and without anyone knowing it. And you're not to come back to Vilby. Never, do you understand? You're to give yourself a new name, and as far as the people of this district are concerned... You're to vanish from the face of the earth.
Not so fast, brother. I like it here. I've lots of good friends.
You'll be well compensated. I'll send you a regular remittance of 100 kroner a year.
Where are you going to dig up 100 kroner a year?
Well, never mind, I'll get it somewhere. The main thing is, you're to get out of Bilby and stay out.
I still don't understand how all this is going to help you.
Oh, liquor has dulled your brain, Niels. Surely it's simple enough. When you've disappeared, I shall go to Pastor Quist and demand to know where you are. And I shall go to the police and say I fear that some harm has come to you. Next, I shall bribe old Hans Larsen, who's so nearly an idiot that it doesn't matter, to say he saw Pastor Quist digging in his garden late on the night of the row with you. Well, the police will put two and two together, do some digging on their own account, and they'll find your battered corpse.
My corpse? Now, just a minute,
it won't be
brother.
Really yours, of course. I'll steal one from the graveyard and smash in the head so it won't be recognizable, and bury it there to be found. Now, do you see?
So Pastor Quist will be charged with my murder, eh?
Exactly.
But they'll hang him.
That's what I'm hoping. I told you I was determined to be revenged on him.
Oh, you're a clever devil, aren't you, Morton?
A lot more clever than Pastor Quist believes.
And what makes you think I'll fall in with your plan? Brotherly love, by any chance?
No, Niels. A little matter of 100 kroner a year. It's a nice sum to get without having to work for it. Think of all the schnapps it'll buy you. Well, what do you say?
Make it 150 and I'm your man.
All right. It's a bargain.
Morton Boone's diabolical plan went through without a hitch. Niels confessed his reformation, was taken on by the pastor as a farm laborer, and so provoked his employer that within a week there were angry scenes culminating in a fierce brawl and dismissal. The same evening, Niels disappeared. For a fortnight, nothing untoward happened. And then one day, Morton Runes called at Pastor Quist's house.
I thought I told you to keep away from us here.
Oh, calm yourself, Pastor. It's not Nora I've come to see you about today. My brother Niels.
That good-for-nothing drunken rascal.
What have you done with him? Where is he?
How should I know where he is? I gave him a thrashing a fortnight ago and sent him on his way.
They're saying in the village that you killed him.
Killed him? Have you taken leave of your senses?
You'll not bluff your way out of it so easily as that, Pastor Quist. Niels disappeared the same day you thrashed him. He hasn't been seen since.
Then he must have taken himself off somewhere else.
Wouldn't he have told me, his own brother?
Are you daring to suggest? Look here, Morton Boones. I don't know what's happened to Niels, and I don't care. He can go to the devil as far as I'm concerned, and you with him. I'll get out of here before I break my stick over your shoulders again.
All right, I'll go. But you'll hear more of this from the police.
Morton Bruns reported his brother's disappearance to the police. A reward was offered, but no one came forward to claim it. Then came the bribed half-wit, Hans Larsen, with his damning story and a visit by the local police inspector to Pastor Quist.
This fellow Larsen says he saw you late on the night Niels Bruns disappeared, digging in your garden.
It's a lie.
He says you were wearing a green dressing gown. Do you possess such a thing?
Yes. Yes, I do, but...
He says you were digging underneath a crabapple tree. As I came in, I noted that the soil had recently been disturbed there.
I know nothing of it. I give you my word.
Then, if you're innocent, you'll have no objection to us digging in the same place.
Of course not. Come with me and I'll lend you spades.
The police had not dug long before they found the body Morton Bruns had planted there. It was clad in Neil's clothes. And though the face had been battered beyond recognition, there seemed no doubt it was Neil's body.
What have you to say for yourself now, Pastor Quist?
I know nothing about it, I tell you.
Who killed Niels Bruns? How did his body come to be buried in your garden?
I don't know. I'm as mystified as you are.
I'm not mystified, Pastor Quist. Not in the least.
You mean you think I...
I mean you're under arrest for murder.
Despite his protestations, Pastor Quist was tried, found guilty, and in due course, hanged. For 20 years, Morten Bruns lived on in the village of Vilby. And if 150 kroner of his earnings every year were sent off to an unknown recipient, whose business was it but his own? Then Bruns died. And a few weeks later, an elderly tramp arrived at the village asking for him.
Morten Bruns? He died more than a month ago.
Oh, I see. That explains it. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Good day.
Just a minute. Come back here.
What do you want?
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
No. I'm a stranger here.
I think not. You're... By heaven, I've got it. You're Niels Bruns.
No, you're mistaken.
Don't attempt to deny it. Come with me, Mr. Bruns. You and I have a lot of talking to do.
Under cross-examination, the whole story came up. And the villagers of Vilby learned that they had executed their pastor for a crime of which he was innocent. They made what little amends they could. And today, over the victim's grave, can be read the headstone.
Under this stone reposes Søren Quist, who suffered unjustly for a crime he never committed. Victim of a foul plot. Unhappy sport of blind justice.
Yes, my friends, that is the story of Pastor Quist. Unbelievable, but true. Out of the night comes the whispering voice of the night wind with stories that are...
intriguing.
Mysterious.
Amazing.
Strange.
But true.